Good morning. A Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, let's start with the issue of torture, specifically waterboarding, and one more campaign promise that, as the Times puts it, Donald Trump may have a hard time fulfilling.
That's right, David. Waterboarding, of course, is torture. No two ways about it. You put somebody underwater so that they can't breathe, you are, in fact, torturing them. It has been decided that we're not going to do that. However, along comes Trump during the campaign and appeals to the sort of mass hysteria that we know exists, and he says he's for waterboarding. Now, it means that he has to defy all kinds of conventions and all kinds of rules, and it's unclear that the people who do the waterboarding are going to be willing to do it, knowing that there are national conventions and things that say, basically, you can't do this kind of thing, or you are guilty of doing something bad and can be held responsible for it later on. So it's easy enough to say during a campaign, as he has said on many things, that he would do waterboarding, but it's unclear that it will happen.
From there to another pick from Donald Trump. This time it's for the Department of Health and Human Services, and it is Tom Price, one of the sharpest critics of the health law, and he is a six-term Republican congressman from Georgia.
Well, you know, there are 20 million people who stand to lose their benefits and their ability to get to see a doctor, which they now have for the first time, if Obamacare, otherwise known as the Affordable Health Care Act, is stripped. And I think what's going to happen is that an awful lot of people who voted for Trump, who may fall into that category or their children may fall into that category. I was talking to somebody just this morning whose children have health problems and who have never been able to deal with them because they didn't have the money and who now are going to be back into that same boat. It's one thing to say you're against it and raise hysteria by repeating it over and over and over again, that it's bad, bad, bad. But then all of a sudden, people who haven't had decent health care are going to be back in the same boat they were before, and they are going to be singing the blues, and they should be because, you know, every American is entitled to health care.
New York State politics. From the New York Post this morning, lobbyist income has tripled since Hastie became speaker. This is Patrick Jenkins of Patrick B. Jenkins and Associates, a longtime friend and $4,000 a month political advisor to Speaker Carl Hastie, has seen his lobbying clients rise from 9 to 27.
Hey, David, Bessie Smith, the great blues singer, is saying, there's lots of ways to sell it, baby. Look, this legislature is a house of ill repute. And what happens is you get a new speaker and the new speaker has special friends. And though everybody says, OK, if I want something, I got to go to the special friend. I can't bribe them. I can't say, if you do this for me, I'll do this for you. You go to the guy. There's an understanding. Shelley Silver had this woman lobbyist, Pat Lynch, and she did her thing. And her business went through the stratosphere. Now you're seeing the same thing with allies of this speaker. That ain't right. You know, it is not bribery in a legal sense, but we sure know why people go and spend all that money. Hey, if you're going to spend, let's say, $50,000 on a lobbyist or $100,000 on a lobbyist, but you're going to get $5 million back, sounds like pretty good business to me.
To the New York Daily News, our friend Ken Lovett, the Albany bureau chief, reporting that ex-New York Governor David Paterson wants, quote, courageous Democrat to challenge Mayor Bill de Blasio in mayoral primary.
This one has me somewhat perplexed, David, and maybe you know more about this than I, but I can tell you right now, I know David Paterson. He's been before our microphones many times. He, of course, is African-American, and we do know that de Blasio has had the African-American vote on his side. That's how he got to be mayor, and many people think that's why he is not challengeable. So then when David Paterson comes out and says, hey, somebody has to have courage and go up against this guy, it could have any one of a number of meanings, one of which is somehow there's bad blood between Paterson and de Blasio. Somehow somebody got overlooked in something. But it is not the kind of thing that you see very often from a prominent African-American politician in New York City. So as I say, I'm scratching my head. I'm sure we'll learn more.